They said it, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports, minutes away, moments away, maybe a moment away. And then the news with Courtney coming up at 7:45, and it appears that a case of slow fairway play rage has led to violence in, of all places, Florida, not like the rest of us. So we will get to that and the rest of the news coming up this morning. Right now, though, let's go, Shine.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just gonna say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
Texter from Rhode Island weighing in to share that they said it is brought to you, Courtney, by the Pony Express, and they will deliver your message anywhere in the United States within 4 months. So if it really needs to be there within 4 months, use the Pony Express and then call the travel agent. They said it also brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they are honoring those who built this incredible city where we are currently right now. So whether they build or construct or drive or care for others, please nominate them when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com. And a fabulous prize package, including $1,000 cash for those who are chosen and honored when it comes to building this city by Ketch's Law. Shine, where do you want to start this morning?
Well, Greg, you mentioned it earlier. It seems as though Drake May making a good impression so far down at training camp. Peter Schrager talked about how great Drake May has been so far to start the off-season workouts.
I hear Drake May is absolutely wonderful so far also. Again, it's early. These might not be surprises, but when you get year two leaps, it means they spent the offseason working. And they spent, and this is the Pop Douglas here. I'm telling you, the juice out of Patriots camp right now about Drake May is very real. And they'll bring it down because it's back to that old school style. It's Vrabel, it's McDaniels, it's a lot of those guys. And they're not going to pump up their quarterback. But Drake May came ready to play. Drake May came ready to work. And I would just say, don't be shocked if we see a year two giant leap from Drake May.
Okay, ooh, Curtis, the 10 wins that you have on the table sounds doable for this football team.
More than doable. It should be expected.
Chimes six are getting worse and worse.
I literally never said six. Stop making this up. False narrative. False news.
To be doubled fair, up. You just said six.
I never said they'd win six, Curtis.
How many? We had the receiver discussion briefly during trending, but how many do you think they keep? Five or six?
Depending on if they feel like they're going to go a little bit more receiver heavy, they maybe keep six. But if they feel like they might be a little bit more of a two tight end team, then they keep five. Generally, that's what teams usually keep, somewhere between five and six. I just don't know. I'm not down there enough to see how many four wide receiver sets they run.
Yeah.
You know, we could get deep into the weeds here.
Diggs. You got Pop Douglas. You got Booty. You got Kendrick Bourne.
Kyle Williams.
Kyle Williams. Baker and Polk and Hollis. And I asked Shime this during the break. Mac Hollis is on.
Hollins,
is hurt. And they gave him $3.5 million guaranteed money. So I wonder, and I look, could he be a guy that they might say, well, you know what? These other guys are performing better. We're going to cut our losses there. Because he only signed the two-year deal for $8 million. So it's not like they invested a ton of money in him.
My guess, Wiggy, though, is just because he's so familiar with the McDaniels offense, having played in it before, he would stay on. They'd keep him like around even if he's injured, just kind of like, helping the other receivers get ready and get better in this offense is kind of my thought. And so, like, they'll keep him probably on PUP to start the season and then eventually either pull him off or cut him
but
later.
But isn't that what Kendrick
through.
Bourne's for? Kendrick Bourne is super familiar with this offense. Pop Douglas is familiar with this offense.
But I don't know that they want to keep Bourne. I think there's a reason they signed Mac Hollins in the offseason and Bourne is technically on the bubble.
If I had to say, I would probably agree. If I had to say the three guys that I would say are safe are Diggs, Pop, and Kyle Williams, because Kyle Williams is a third-round draft pick, I would say Booty, Bourne, Baker, and Polk. those guys are all in the bubble.
If Baker and Polk are both gone,
yes,
that does not bode well when it comes to the Elliott Wolf draft record here.
No.
No. I have a question for Wiggy. How talented must a player be if they also tickle you?
That scenario is a weird one. Do we have any audio on
that? Yes, we do, Greg. Okay. So what Curtis is referring to is the drama going on out in Las Vegas as the Vegas Raiders have cut Christian Wilkins. They originally had reported that it was due to a disagreement on how he was rehabbing from his ankle. Then Adam Schefter came on the Pat McAfee program and reported this as another incident of why Christian Wilkins was probably cut from the Raiders.
From speaking to people inside the locker room, I think what everybody's dancing around and tiptoeing around is the fact that when you speak to people there inside the locker room, they say that Christian playfully went to kiss a teammate on top of his head, and those same people said that that player took offense to it. So that's what everybody's been dancing around and tap dancing around, an incident in the locker room where he allegedly playfully kissed a teammate on top of his head. That teammate felt offended by it. And that's what a lot of this talk and speculation that people have just been floating around out there is about.
And he was also allegedly offering unwanted tickles on the foot, I guess.
And Florio quote tweeted that cut from Pat McAfee saying, "That is definitely not the story that has been making the rounds." I think what you heard is a cleaned up Disneyed version of what's been going on.
Which is interesting because Pat McAfee went on to drop an F-bomb about 20 seconds later.
Right. What is
so they're saying that it was much worse what Wilkins was doing in the locker room?
I mean, I wonder what that is. I've seen a lot of wild...
So not playfully kissing somebody on the head.
Right,
I mean, obviously, I don't know, but Florio is one that actually, you know, gets into the weeds a bit, whereas Schefter is sanctioned by the NFL.
Just because in my mind, hearing that, like playfully kissing a teammate on the forehead, I don't know. We hear Wiggy stories all the time. Like some guys are wild in the locker room.
Yes, oh yeah, there's been
and I
of...
understand like you should never be touching somebody without their permission, especially in the workplace. But at the same time, this just doesn't seem to me like it would be this massive story.
Yeah, but if some dude came up and tried to kiss me on the forehead, he would catch a hand.
But we don't work.
Tough guy.
Yeah, no, I'm just like I feel like in a locker room, that's kind of what would happen.
But Chime, you being in a volleyball locker room in high school is much different than being in an NFL locker room. Right.
Wiggy,
but
you would catch a hand. Yeah, I don't want some random dude kissing me on the forehead.
But weirdly, in some instances, when being kissed, you like to catch a forehead on the face yourself.
Yeah, Greg, what I do in my bedroom with my significant other is very different than what I would want in a football locker room.
So Shime said, listen, if 6'3", 315-pound Christian Wilkins tries to kiss me on a forehead, he's catching a hand.
Yeah.
I've seen like crazy, goofy behavior in the locker room. There's always those dudes that you know, like, all right, this dude is, you know, crazy. And whether it's the Dunkin' Donuts, Justin Timberlake made the song from Saturday Night Live, the D in the Box, you know, crazy stuff like that. Yeah. There's always like play. There's
you mean like the helicopter or whatever.
Yeah, or two guys wrestling butt naked. It's like, you know.
It is odd. It like, only happened with football when I was in high school, like where you all shower together.
Yeah.
And if you don't shower, you're viewed as less than a man.
Well, if you don't shower, that means you're taking shower pills. And ain't no shower pills. We've been out there practicing, sweating. You going to get in your car, swamp, gizzards and everything.
Oh. Yeah.
You better shower.
Right, but it's just strange that, like, and we all did it. You're just naked with your friends, but in no other work and no other sport do you do that to that extent.
Well, in the shower, we had a saying, eyes up. You don't know if I got a tuxedo on or not. Eyes up. It should be eyes to eyes.
But why was it only for men? Like, women, we did not have shared showers. Like, in high school, the men's locker room, from what I heard, had a shower room. The women's locker room, we all had stalls. It's very interesting that that's still a thing.
Yeah.
I don't think it should be a thing. I think that kids are too, you know, worried about their body image as is. Add that into the mix. I think it's...
I would imagine. Is it still a thing, like in high school?
I don't know. I'm far removed now, but
I would have thought that they would have probably gotten rid of that.
Yeah. I would have.
How many kids really shower in the locker room in high school?
A lot of kids do nowadays.
Okay, I feel like back in the day, no one really did that.
But if you left, you were judged. If you didn't shower, it was like, oh, Curtis. Okay. Like, yeah. Right. So they were like the league
where we were like, or in college, like, nah, no shower.
But even in the NFL, like, they should have stalls. I mean, the locker rooms are gorgeous nowadays. Why have a shower room? I don't get that culture of it.
It is odd.
Who cares? Yeah. I mean, we're a bunch of, I mean, it's like, you know, who gives a damn?
And the other thing is, Wiggs, it's not, you're not judging how his car smells. You're
shower
judging,
check, little homie. Yes.
You're judging that he's not getting naked with you, which
no,
is
no,
just
no,
so
no.
Weird.
We're judging that you if you practice.
Who cares if his car smells?
No, because you're going home and you're lying down. You ain't taking a shower right away.
Why? How do you know that they're not going to get home and take a
shower? No, because if you don't shower, and we've been practicing, we've been in the facilities all day long, I'm not judging you because you ain't getting naked. I'm judging you on your stank level.
Well, shower of wieners.
But that's really like, that's none of your business, really. Like, if somebody wants to go home and shower, that's their business.
Hey, no, we have shower enforcers. Shower check, homie. You can't be in that shower because that's, you know, Willie.
Shower
Max.
Check, little homie.
Yeah. Yes. The first stall in, the first shower. Nah, you better be taking a shower. No shower pills, man.
Who was Light talking about when he said
Willie
that?
Willie Matt.
He was. Well, I wouldn't want to offend him.
Exactly.
Shower check, little homie.
That was a great Matt Light moment on this show. Really was. Yeah.
Because remember, they're in those showers, some of the showers have better water pressure than others. So it's like... It's like some showers are more valuable than others.
Right.
And you have to earn your stripes to get to that shower.
Correct.
Right. And so if you were a younger dude, shower check, homie, get to the back.
And I think if Willie wanted my shower, I would just give it right.
Ease up. Yep, give it on up.
No problem with that.
Greg, where you going, man? You ain't showered. Get back here.
Shower check, little homie.
Is it frowned upon if you bring your own Fructis Garnier?
No, that's cool. Like, yeah, like there are a lot of people who had their own little baskets.
Shower caddy.
Shower basket. Yeah,
yeah, that's cool.
Don't touch that. That's my Dove men's spray.
See,
that shower together, Rivers.
That was the best time in the locker room was those things. I would have loved to have been in the locker room with Christian Wilkins to know exactly.
Save that. What happens, Wiggs? Does he get signed, you think?
Well, it's more, I think this is a little bit of it, but I think it's more of the injury stuff because they wanted him to get another surgery. He didn't want to do it, so there was this whole thing. That's why they're trying to.
So you think they're using this? As opposed to talking about what the real issue is.
It's the real issue is, and that they talked about.
Is a disagreement on who you're using medically,
yeah,
what we want you to do, what you want to do. Right.
That's the real reason that we all know about.
Right. $32 million on the table, though, that they're trying to get back, it's got to be a big reason.
Right.
And the NFLPA has filed a grievance on behalf of Wilkins.
Right.
But then also, you can't have random employees Ben Afflecking other employees like without their permission.
Correct.
Like,
if he's healthy, if he's healthy and he's good, don't worry about it. So what, he's playfully kissing you on the forehead.
So you think he's signed.
Get your ass back in the locker room. If he's healthy all day long. I mean, they what was it, 4 years, $117 million?
Yeah, 80-something guaranteed.
Right. If he was healthy, we would be like, all right, whatever. Some guy went and complained about Wilkins kissing him on his forehead, but the team was like, man, it's playful banter.
I understand. Playful banter. Yeah.
When the guy's that good, it's playful banter.
Guy could not hold on to a bar of soap.
Oh, he's from Massachusetts.
Yeah, Springfield.
Yes.
Wow, I didn't know.
He went to Clemson.
Yeah, he was really good.
All right, what's next, Shime?
Well, Wiggy talked about the offensive line in his lead today. Here was Phil Perry. He was with Tommy Curran after practice yesterday, talking about a couple of the things they saw from your first round pick, Will Campbell.
And just so interesting that we played that Mike Vrabel sound about staying on your feet, because Will Campbell was on the ground twice.
Sometimes.
In the span of about 8 minutes early in the practice. Give him credit, steps right up, first rep of the day against Keon White. It's a run-blocking period, and they're just sort of engaged. They're kind of engaged like this, and they're moving sideways. And Keon White, at the end of the drill, just gets underneath him and through Will Campbell. He ended up rolling around on the ground. In the one-on-one pass protection drill, Keon White, bull rush, both arms fully extended, using real power. Again, he's a physically gifted guy against Will Campbell. He must have felt Campbell sort of leaning on him a little bit to sort of counteract that power move. Keon White, as a result, as a counter, just rips Will Campbell towards him and sent Will Campbell stumbling in the wrong direction, and Keon White breezed past him into the backfield. So sort of a, because it's their first padded practice, Tom, and because Keon White is a physically talented young man, those to me qualified as welcome to the NFL types of moments for Will Campbell, the number 4 overall pick.
They call that a push-pull, if you want to get deep into the weeds there.
With Christian Wilkins?
No.
Jeez.
With Keon White. Bull rushing him. So, yeah, but that's the thing. But he got better throughout the day in the practice. And, you know, and I think a lot of expectations are high on Will Campbell. But I think somebody who was really under the microscope this year is Keon White. Here's a guy that, you know, was drafted a couple years ago with the, you know, first round capabilities, athleticism, and just hasn't been able to hit. He hit early in, I think, his first year with Belichick. And then the Mayo year was like, you know, like I didn't feel like I was getting coached. So I think a lot of eyes are like, all right, we expect you to be a guy that could be one of those pass rushers that can get after it. So, you know, what did they say? What is it? Metal sharpens metal or something like that? Iron sharpens iron. So them two going at each other every day, it's only going to make Will Campbell a better player.
So I also just raised a point just because I saw Hart say it yesterday on the afternoon show that he said the offensive line looked quote-unquote worse than last year.
Really?
Yes.
Well, he needs to talk to Mike Reese.
He was there.
And Mike Reese was there, and Evan Lazar.
Yeah, Hart was at training camp.
And Wiggy, Hart was holding a football when he said it, so right. I always take it more.
That's true. See, I think, Curtis, he was holding the wiffle ball.
And the other thing is, though, Sean, just because you're there, you might see things differently than others. So that's always the hard part when you hear people coming out talking about practice.
Yeah, especially because it's training camp.
Like, yeah, it's like one person goes, oh, his footwork was off. Another person goes, oh, his footwork was okay. It's like, it's very difficult, you know. So, I mean, I can only take for the couple of guys that are there. So he had a good one. He didn't have a good one. Let's see what he looks like, you know, 6-7 padded practices in.
Yeah. Can I make a quick comment about the afternoon? They did a good back and forth about should Red Sox fans be embarrassed that Dodgers fans took over Fenway Park?
Yeah, well, Alex Cora was saying it was the worst he's ever seen.
Yeah, I think you should wear it as a badge of honor that you are selling your tickets because the ownership has refused to invest at what the price point they ask you to pay for those. So in no way should you be embarrassed. Why should you be embarrassed? You finally got a profit off a ticket you've been stuck with for 4 years. Like, why should you in any way be viewed negatively if you're actually turning a profit finally on something you purchased?
Yeah. I mean, do Red Sox fans, do they still travel? I mean, there was a period of time where they, you know, whether it was at the Trop or wherever.
Baltimore.
Yeah, where they were louder than they were like the Dodgers fans are now.
Because if you watch the last night's game, the Twins game, the place was empty.
Well, that's why I think it's more so, do Red Sox fans live elsewhere? Like, I think Florida, you're going to get a ton of Red Sox fans because there's a lot of New Englanders that went down there. But you're not going to get them to travel to Minnesota in the middle of the summer.
And even the ones in Florida, they're not like going to a Marlins game or even a Tampa Bay Rays game.
Yeah.
But there was like a decade where it was cheaper to fly to Baltimore on Southwest, go to Camden Yards and stay at a hotel than it was to go to the Red Sox games with a family of four. And that's obviously no longer the case. Yeah.
Well, wait till they start scraping all your data, Curtis, and they know you really want to go to a Sox game.
Right. Really going to have to invest in that VPN.
To fly to Baltimore.
They're going to double the price on that, baby, because they know where you're going.
Right. Wait, what? $1,000 to go to Baltimore? Yeah, we know you want to go see the Orioles play, buddy. We scraped your data.
I don't want my data scraped.
I didn't even know they could scrape your data.
Stop scraping my data.
So how do they do that?
They scrape it. They go right in there and they scrape your data.
Yeah, you got to look at the policies for every app you open.
Really?
Yeah. You're going to last minute flex a road show because you're going out to UMass? They know exactly what you're doing.
I didn't know they could scrape your data down to that.
Yeah. They'll bump that flight to Springfield up to $250 or whatever. All right.
That is they said it today, Greg.
News with Courtney coming up. Including Florida, not like the rest of us, next.